Beit Tesemet Aleph. We are up to the first wide line. Amalei Abayla of Yosef. Again, what we've established is a coil that has a basis is taken seriously. A coil without a basis is zero. That's what we've established. And we had two kinds of bases for Kedushin, with only one for Gerushin. For Kedushin, the basis was either was candles burning, Mita Mitzas, people coming out and say, so-and-so got Mukadeshes to so-and-so. Mrs. Sprinza got Mukadeshes to Levi. And that way, today, it happened today, and we have the basis of the fact that there's Neres Dolkus and Mitas Mitzas. That doesn't work by Gerushin. There's no such thing by Gerushin. Then we have the coil that's based on hearsay. I heard, he heard from him. We trace it down. We trace it all the way, and we see where it is. And if the source is gone, we can't trace it back to the source because the source is gone, so we're chayshish to it. That's what was said.
We worry about it if we can't trace it back?
We trace it back.
And if you can't find the source?
You can't find them, they left town. That's a rumor with a basis. Because if the source is here, then it's not a rumor.
That's true.
They said they saw it. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Mevatlinen kalalei mevatlinen. What happens? Rashi brings two pshatim. I'll go with the second pshat first. What happens if the people that come back from Din HaTayyam say it's not true? So here there was a rumor. It had a basis. It was built on Yisachar and Zvulun, who left town. And everybody, oh, we heard it from Yisachar and Zvulun. And then Yisachar and Zvulun come back and say, Lahadam, never happened. Never happened. So now, the rumor's basis has just been pulled out. We've pulled the rug out from under the rumor. What happens now? Do we get up and announce our Baisai, forget about the rumor or not? So now the question becomes, how do we approach a rumor? So we have a machloikas. Now, if the rumor, this is the way Tysus explains it, if the rumor was based on Neres, Dolkai, Smita, Mitzas, then no matter who tells it to you, the basis makes you believe it. So even if it's women and children say, did you hear? Sprinza got married to Levi, got Kedusha from Levi, and we know it was Neres, Dolkus, and Mita Mitzas, that's good enough. But what happens if the rumor is a hearsay rumor, right? We heard from him, who heard from him, who heard from him, who heard from Yisachar and Zulun. Now, if women say that, is that good enough? Or do we need kosher men to tell us this hearsay rumor? Is it machloikas? So, Rav Chisda said that a hearsay rumor only works if they hear it from Pik Sherim, only works if they hear it from Kashri Yidin, Shmaminam Vatlin and Kala. That means we don't take rumors to the very, we're maker in rumors, meaning we try to avoid acting upon rumors. The raya is, if women tell us, they heard from him, from him, from him, from him, from Yisachar Zulim. We don't even consider it a rumor with a basis, because it came from women or children. So obviously, we look not to accept rumors. So Mela, if there is a reason to be mevatel the rumor, we'll be mevatel it. Amalai, so Rav Yosef, and so Rabbi answered Rav Yosef, Adarabah. Rav Sheshes disagreed with Rav Chisda. And he said a hearsay rumor can be built on women spreading it, telling us they heard from him, from him, from him, from him, from Yisachar's woman. So Memela, which way? Do we go Rav Chisda's way? Do we look not to accept rumors, and therefore we would be mevatel rumors? Or do we go Rav Sheshes's way, where we expand the acceptance of rumors, which means we're not mevatel rumors so quickly? Amalai, Asrasasaninu. So Rav Yosef answered them, depends which city you come from. Besura mevatli kala. In Surah they went Rav Chisda's way, and they were mevatel a kail when the source of the kail came back and said it's not true. Right? Or Benadah loy mevatli kala. In Adah, they went Rav Sheshes's way, and they were not mevatel a kail. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rashi is mevatlin and kala. Now Rashi brings two examples of what mevatlin and kala would be. Shemanu kail yaitim ibinashim v'tanaikas. What if, according to Rashi, part of the Shaila is, what if the rumor started with women and kids? And they're telling us they heard from Pliny, from Pliny, from Pliny. Mishatskin lehu lebetulah kala? Do we say, no, women are not believed in that? Aloy mishatskin lehu. However, I'm replaining Shaman Mipleini, the last of the Lishinu. On one way, on one aspect, the Maisa, they're telling us the source, the people aren't here. Do we take women seriously, or does it have to be kosher men? Inami Zatrashi, included in the Shaila is, Chazir Raisam Pleini Pleini Mipleini Sayyam. Those people came back from a faraway country, Ramalohi Dharmayalam, and they said it never happened. Mibatlinam, do we get up and show and say, Rabbi said the Kaila falls? I love Mibatlinam. Once the Kaila has taken root, based on a hearsay from Pliny or Pliny, even if Pliny and Pliny come and pull the rug out, we're not about to the co. We pick Sherim, Shiyamro, we pick Pliny Shamanu, we all look from Dina Sayam. Al Makilu Rabbanan Bemosa. The Rabbanan look to be Mekul, not to take so Kailas, so as they don't expand the acceptance of Kailas. Shmami Nadi Batkino Basaraki Vishtakak Shikra. So therefore, Svara would say, if we checked afterwards and found it to be a lie, the law of Kalu. We would marry her. So the final answer is Asravasaninu. Mekaimas Chalukim Minhagam. These are places that have different Minhagim. In Surah, they were Mavatu Akail. That means they went and said, we try to minimize the acceptance of Akail. And in Adar, once Akail is Akail, we didn't minimize it. We didn't take it. And we expanded. We accepted from women and kids as well. A kail went out on a woman that she became deshes to a tamachachem, the barbe rav, to a base medrash boy. And it was a rumor with a basis. With a basis. Asya Rav Chama Lavua. So Rav Chama brought the father of the girl, I believe. It doesn't say father of the boy or father of the girl. I assume it's the father of the girl.
Aguha.
In Aramaic, it can go either way, I think.
He said her.
Okay, that's all right. Amalei, Heichava Ovda. So again, here's Bezin investigating Hakael. What happened? Amalei, Al Tanai Kaddish. He made the Kedushin of Tanai for the Azla Bechazoi that he won't go to Chazoi. The Azla. And he went. So the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. So that's saying that the Kail is not true. Because, yes, he was a Mekanisher, but yes, there was a Tanai. And he didn't keep the Tanai. Amalei, given the Idna Dahavi Kalo Lehavi Amasla, since the mitigating factor didn't come out together with the Kail, Lasko Chaminach Damaksagus Amasla. It's too late. He holds, and a masla has to happen at the exact time. Not, we had a machlokes before. Rabbi Bar Bachana said it has to be right now, and Rabbi Bar Huna said it can be 10 days later. It's a machlokes we should know if 10 days is 10 days, or 10 days just means down the road. And this man, the Amar Rav Chama, paskins that you have to be right away. This rumor did not have a mitigating factor right away. Nobody mentioned it tonight. It was only after Rav Chama launched an investigation that he heard this mitigating factor. And therefore, we cannot be mevatel the kail. We can't do anything about it.
So why launch an investigation?
What?
Why launch an investigation?
He wants to ask it. He wanted to know. Or the father to tell him, you know. He wants to find out.
He found out.
What?
He found out.
Well, he did. That was what he found out. Meaning, he wanted to know, is there, I mean, what could the father have said that would have changed it, is what you're asking.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Nothing. Why start an investigation?
Again, I guess it's Bezin's job to know if it makes an afkamina. What if she's in Kabbalah Kedushin with somebody else? Is it a Vadai? A Kyle is not a Vadai.
Yeah, I get it.
So he wants to know, is this a Vadai or not?
Now she needs to get from the guy, right?
Again. What if somebody else, we'll see later on, what if somebody else does Kedushin right now?
Yeah.
Right? Does she need a get from the second one?
You say the second marriage, we do break up.
Again, but she need a get? Was it ever a marriage? Well, we know it's a Vada Kedushin before. We don't need a get from the second one.
We know it's a Vada Kedushin.
If you investigate the rumor and find it to be 100% true, you don't need to look at it as a rumor.
Right.
So there's a reason to investigate. The question is, what can the investigation teach you besides for that? He called that over and said, can you explain to me what happened? He said, the rumor is true, but it was a denial. He said, I can't accept that. Zantik my writer. Ahu gai nafikala kala, the katsa batsifa the tukla. That she was mukudeshes with a basket of unripe dates. Be'ena de Beishifi. I think Be'ena de Beishifi is a city. Am I right? What? Well, I didn't see Rashi. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just noticed. Under the spring. So he wanted to know, what do you do with this rumor? Meaning, what do we do with this rumor? In this case, if we find out afterwards, the rumor had a basis, ish mi pi ish, and then the people came back and said it's not true. Right? So we said before that there's a machloikas, are mi b'val to the kail or not? So Abaye said in this case, everybody would agree you're m'val to the kail. Because the item used for Kedushin, as soon as people hear the item used, they say, was it worth a prutah? The rumor itself, with the basis that it had, had a built-in amasla. Because the rumor said she was makabel kedushin from unripe dates. Now, unripe dates have a very, very low market value. So the minute somebody heard she got unripe dates, they say to themselves, was that enough for a kedushin? So if we hear later on,
it's
not a vada mitigating factor. It might have been worth a pruta.
The same thing as when the get was thrown into where it landed. Why is it any different than that?
Again, there the rumor went, exactly, okay, I'll accept the same way, exactly. But what happened here was, they found out afterwards that the rumor's basis is not true. So the question is, could we...
It was worth it, or...
What?
I mean, it was worth more than that? What was it?
Again. The rumor had a basis. Ish me pi ish.
Okay.
If there would, we ourselves would not, meaning, I hear what you're asking me, will we mevatu the kol before anything happens? The answer is, we would tell her to get a get from the guy. But if she marries somebody else, we wouldn't intervene. Because it has a mitigating factor, like you just said. Rashi, let's read Rashi. I'm sorry, I didn't finish the Gemara. People will not spread a rumor and say, this Eishesish got married. They saw the mitigating factor. The fact that they heard that this was the item used for Kedushin is a built-in mitigating factor. Rashi. Bativa de Tukhli, Heim Tumarim Shalei Bishlu Kol Tarcha. These are dates that are not ripe. These are kalim that are made from branches of date trees. They ripen a little bit. I was wrong to say unripe dates. It's worse than that. It was unripe dates that they took the fruit off, and a little bit is left on the pit. Right? Because since it's unripe, it's not ripe. The mamela, the whole date does not come off the pit. That little bit is called a tzifa, could be the male trefus. The island class kushaisa b'tzifa b'dukka. Like three pits of tzifa go in b'daychik. It's talking about a keli. This is what you feed animals. So it's has a very little value. It's the leftovers of the pit after the unripe date was removed. There won't be a rumor. The main ram behind Rabbanan by a tzifa was a shavu pruta. They'll say Rabbanan checked it out. It wasn't a shavu pruta. The stomach is cautious. I'm not the color. The reason we don't mavato a call even with a basis is because there's a basis in a rumor. People are going to talk. We don't know that she got married. It's a rumor. Rumors are only rumors. Terence says, rumors have validity, enough so that people say, huh? We don't want people to say, huh? Here they won't say, huh? Don't think about it.
Is this based on checking the film with the pit?
No. No. People will say the best check the pit.
Oh. But they did.
They don't have to. The rumor is not a serious rumor that we should break up a marriage, even if the marriage occurred afterwards. Because it's only a rumor. Again, rumors don't create facts. Rumors create suspicion.
Not only to this, that it's possible there wasn't a
shovel
pruta in it, right? So it doesn't have a built-in
Yes, it does. It might not have been a pruta. That's a built-in mitigating factor.
It might not have been. Okay.
Enough so that people aren't talking. See, what you see from this Gemara, this is a big machlokes we should have learned Rashi's way, is the whole reason of accepting a rumor with a basis is only because of laws. It's only because people will talk. There's no reason to accuse a lady got mukadashes again. Why would a lady do that? Terrence is, people talk. If people don't talk, it's not our problem. Don't think of my right now.
Rumors can prevent. I mean, you break up the rumor that is divorced from then you don't let her live the car.
Because of laws. Because people accepted the rumor as true, and therefore we have to deal with reality on the ground. We don't break up the first marriage. If she's married to Kayan, we don't break it up because the rumor went out in his guard show.
I thought we do. That's
what happens. You learned the Havamina today. The Gemara answers that we don't. It was the first piece of Gemara. That's why it says Kasal Kadaisa, which means, I don't want to say, I don't want to intervene, yes?
But the point of it is that when you heard this rumor, was it, you didn't know what happened?
Well, you heard that he was Mekadosher with the leftover on the pits of the day.
Right.
Okay.
We don't know.
Therefore, the rumor is a weak rumor. It has a mitigating factor in it. It's like hearing she got kedushin, suffered car of law, suffered car of law.
So, in that case, what do we do in that case?
We don't break up any future marriages. We don't accept the kyle. We're not worried about the kyle.
If she's married to a kyle at the time.
Again, you're mixing Kedushin and Gerushin. Which one do you want? Pick up your mind. You know what I mean? We can't jump around here.
Let's say Gerushin.
Okay. She's married to a Kayan. A rumor went out that she's Mugarashas.
No, Suffolk Carb Law.
Nothing. Even if it's Vadai. Even if a rumor went out without a Suffolk Carb Law, we don't break up a marriage. Now, he dies. She wants to marry another Kayan. Since there was a rumor, we don't let her marry another Kayan. If the rumor had a mitigating factor, we do let her marry another Kayan.
So in this case here, if we do not know how much it was.
Therefore, the rumor has a mitigating factor. So if she marries somebody else, we don't say a thing.
You let her marry someone else?
Yes.
Rashi says, if she marries somebody else, Kishati Nasus Lachar, nobody will say she and Ashes just got married. So therefore, we don't take the rumor seriously. Gesundheit, do what you want, lady.
Why would we have to get divorced from the...
Why? It's not a good rumor. It hasn't been... Listen, a regular lady doesn't marry two men. Terrence says people with tongues will wag.
I don't care about tongues.
Yes, but the Gemara does care about tongues.
What I'm saying is that it's possible that it was Rosh Hashanah Pruta.
Okay.
So why can't we... Get a get from the first husband?
Because it's not enough of a rumor. Why is a rumor without a basis ignored?
Had no basis.
Never what? It's possible. It's true.
This is more.
No, it's not. It's not, and yes, it is, and no, it's not.
Yeah,
it's both.
I just said it. Yes, it is.
Again, but the bottom line is it has a mitigating factor, which makes it like a rumor without a basis. Don't think about it. He did not have a color. The coil went out. He captured the chadmim neplanja. She married one of the people. Now we don't know who she married. There was a bunch of people there. The rumor went out. She married one of this ilum, one of the guys in this group. No name given. Included in the group were ktanim, right? They were ktanim. Therefore, Amarav, I feel the mandam of loyim betlin and color, but I'm a betlin and color. May Marami, I know by Rabbanim Kedushin, Kedushin Cotton Lavi. People say right away, we don't know who she married. She might not have married anybody that's incapable of marriage. Bunch of bachurim. Some are 12, some are 13. She married one of them. We don't know who. So people right away don't take the rumor too seriously. It has a mitigating factor. Rashi, Echem Ibn Panya, Loi Haya Aymen Laizim Ham, they didn't say to which one. Don't think about Vaita, he did not pick a luck.
You don't go
up
to Rome?
Doesn't say a word about Rome. Dr. Gamal, it has a mitigating factor. Again, you're taking rumors much more seriously than they are. A lady doesn't marry two people. She took Kedusha from somebody, doesn't say who. Dr. Gamal, I think he's another guy.
Why would you assume it's a cotton that way?
Because it said one of these guys. There's Ketanim here.
Somebody has to
clap,
baby, go up the road.
Dr. Gamal, I think he's another color, the Akacha Lakutin. A rumor went out that she was Makadish Lakutin Hanira Kagadl. He looked tall. And the question is, how do we take that rumor? Because people think that he is a Gadl. He looks 15. He's 11. He looks 15. The rumor went out that she became Makadeshus, and people think he's a Gadl. Is that enough to make the rumor something we should deal with? Or can people understand that this is an 11-year-old that looks 15? Amalei Marchel Rav Ashav Uvdavam Adayin Lehigil Leflagus Ruvain Shenema Leflagus Ruvain Kedai Lemchikrei Lev. How does he translate Leflagus Ruvain? He hasn't reached
Ruvain separation,
because it says that Ruvain is separated. How does he translate the pasuk?
Great are the mental probing.
Right, meaning people realize that he's acting like an 11-year-old. He might look like 15, but watch him. He's acting like meaning he's immature. And therefore, it's a mitigating factor right away. The rumor was that she married this guy. Do we have to be afraid that people will think he's 15? The answer is no, because everybody that knows he's not 15. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lekutin B'shanim Shanira Gufik HaGadol. They knew who it was. Adayin Le'gil L'Flagas Rubin Klima Ein Chachma V'chikwe Lev L'Kutin B'shanim. There's no wisdom and depth of heart to a guy that's young. Adults have chikwe Lev. He's tall. Niku L'Bias V'maizus L'Kutin B'shanim. Watch him, you'll see he's a cutin. When she tints him lachar, and when she marries somebody else, the tongues won't wag. Maybe I'm behind her about a Kedusha, because Mishanabu. They figured out he's 11. Zuck to Gemara Vaita. Bevach of the Hesham Amasla. Amar Abba Baravuna. Amasla Shamru, Afilu Mikav Barasara Yaman. This is Rabba Baravuna. We quoted him on the Amid Aluf. He claimed that the mitigating factor does not have to be there at the time when the rumor starts. It can be added later on. We had a machloikas. Rabbi Baba Chana said rumors have the mitigating factor has to come along with the rumor. Rabbi Baruch Huna said no. We can accept a later mitigating factor. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Zvid Amar, Rabbi Zvid.
How much later?
So he says 10 days. So the Ritzvah brings a machloikas. I think one of the sheets to say 10 days is the max, and one of the sheets to say it's just a way of saying open ended. It's a machloikas. The Gemara uses the term 10 days. What's your problem?
No, it's not like that's a long time. The formula would seem to make more sense that it's really 10 days. And it's not like it took a year. I mean,
it's Machlokes Rishayim. So I'm not going to pick sides. I don't pick sides in Machlokes Rishayim. Reb Zvid Amar, the Mokam Amasla Chayshishin Amasla. Reb Zvid puts a little bit of a tweak on Rabbi Baravuna. He adds, I'll agree to Rabbi Ravuna, we'll accept a masla later on, but only if we can take that masla back and say it could have happened at the time. Meaning, something that we can look and say, there was room for this mitigating factor. We didn't hear about it yet, but it was a possible, when we heard the rumor, we didn't hear the mitigating factor, but we could have said, maybe there is a mitigating factor. There was enough there to lead us to suspect that perhaps there's a mitigating factor. So if then we hear later on a mitigating factor, we can bring it back to the original. But if it's a mitigating factor that wouldn't occur to anybody, would be off the thing, that wouldn't be able to be accepted after 10 days. It has to be a mitigating factor that if you stopped and thought at the time of the rumor, you could have come up with that mitigating factor. It didn't come out. For instance, that there's a t'nai in the Kedushin. We didn't hear there was a t'nai in the Kedushin. But it doesn't shock anybody to hear 5 days later that there was a t'nai in the Kedushin. It was possible there was a t'nai in the Kedushin. It's not a throw-off. We didn't hear it, so... But if you would have stopped and thought, you could have said, was there a t'nai? Like, today we don't make t'nais in Kedushin, but they used to. So therefore, when we hear 5 days later or 8 days later there was a t'nai, it's not... You know, it was at the time of Kedushin, it was a possibility. We didn't hear it.
But ritually, we didn't hear it any kind of tonight at all,
right?
Right. How about the case of the break? We heard of Kedushin, fine. Then we heard maybe it wasn't Shev Kruta.
I don't know if that's called the Makalama. I hear you. I don't know. I don't know.
I want to say.
I'll let you say whatever you want to say. I will say I don't know. Reb Zvid is arguing Rabbi Bar Avuna. He agrees to the 10 days, but he adds a clause.
Stipulation,
right. Thank you.
Yeah.
We don't know. Rashi. Zakrachi, I feel a masla, the mokum of pesach yeshla dover, shenucha luma chama masla. Right? There's a pesach to it, shema masla poinish yeshla dover, vakal batal. Right? There is a room for that amasla. So that's called enough so that we can accept that amasla later on. Zakta Gemara, Eishver, a popular of Zvid. Says Mavachloi Teisham Amasla. Doesn't it say it has to be an Amasla? Straight Amasla? Amaloi B'makam Amasla Kamar. The Mishnah is saying there's no Amasla in a place there was, meaning if there was an Amasla in a place where right away you could have seen that Makam Amasla. Rashi? Mavachloi Teisham Amasla Amasla Behenjabinon. You need a mitigating factor, Beferish. How can you see them? Welcome, I'm Master Kamer, but I'm a sneeze and call high to roots, so we're entering the Mishnah. Zog to Gemara Vait. Amalur of Ghana, Rapapa, the Atli Tisbara, you don't agree that Mokum Amasla is enough, but not. Now, this goes back to the Mishnah Yavamas. We had a Mishnah Yavamas, a woman heard from an Eidachad that her husband died. A woman heard from an Eid Echad that her husband died. She went and got married. If you remember the Mishnah Yavamas, and her husband shows up, we throw the book at her. Why do we, right? And we require a get from husband number two. Why do we require a get from husband number two? Because people say husband number one divorced her, husband number two married her. That's why we require a get from husband number two. We throw the book at her because husband number one never divorced her. But the Gabi husband number two, we require a get from him. Right? Why do we require a get from husband number two? Because people will say that she married husband number two. Husband number one divorced her, she married husband number two. It's not true, but to deal with that rumor, we require a get from husband number two. However, if she only had Kedushin from husband number two, then the halacha is, she doesn't need a get from husband number two. That means, the woman got an eid echad, her husband died, she received kedusha from husband number two, she never consummated the marriage. Her husband comes back, we let her go back to her first husband, and we don't even require a get from husband number two. What do you mean? If in the case of the suah you're requiring a get from husband number two, why aren't you requiring a get from husband number two by kedusha? Teretz is, the Gemara understands. By Kedushin, people say, oh, there must have been a t'nai. Husband number two made a t'nai, it never got kept, so she never married husband number two. By Nesuin, people don't make a t'nai in living together. Once they live together, nobody considers t'nai. So we see, here we are accepting a mitigating factor, right, of t'nai, right, even though at the time when people thought she married husband number two, there wasn't. We didn't hear about any t'nai. But if later on we have the people say, oh, there must have been a t'nai. That means we're willing to accept a later on mitigating factor, the makom amasla. there was a room for that. Because if not, why by Kedushin aren't we requiring a get from husband number two? If you're afraid she married husband number two, you're requiring a get when she consummated the marriage, so why aren't you requiring a get when she had Kedushin? Amalai, the Atli Tizbara, but not. Niskatcha Vakach Babaila, Muteris Lazar. Go back to the first husband. We don't need a get from the second husband. La Mishin Babin Al Tanai Kaddish. He must have married her in a Tanai. Zakta Gemara, no. Shaini Hasam Dasibal Kamara. It could be we would never accept such an amasla now. But there, the husband's screaming, I never divorced her. He's making us, he's creating a reality. He's saying, I never divorced my wife. The Kedushin, second Kedushin didn't count. I don't care about rumors. I never divorced her. So when she got married, why don't we believe him that? He's screaming, I never divorced her. Dr. Gemara, this is the Avde Surah Kansura Bana. Niskacha, do I have the Surah like Kansura Bana? The difference is very simple. By Niskacha, we let her go back to her first husband. We don't want to get from the second husband. That's the worst thing we can do. How can she go back to the first husband if she gets a get from the second husband? So we say, this rumor had no basis. The husband saying he never divorced her. He just left town. Everybody understands that he never divorced her, so we're not going to require a get. By Nissus, we're not letting her go back to the second husband and first husband anyway, because we're throwing the book at her. Once we're throwing the book at her, might as well get a get from the second husband, just to make it look more that she was, that the marriage, whatever it is, to take care of all kinds of rumors. So really the reason is we want to punish her by Nissus. Therefore, we throw the book at her. She's not going back to the first husband. We require a get from the second husband. Even though the husband's screaming, I never divorced her, and we're accepting it because we're throwing the book at her, still, to cover all our bases, might as well get a second get from the second husband. But in the Scotch, we don't want to punish her. We don't want to punish her, and he's saying, I never divorced her.
Why do we want to punish her?
She didn't do anything wrong. She never consummated the marriage. She never lived with anybody. Right, when she lived with him, we say she didn't do a proper investigation. Zuck to Rashi. That if there's an opening to find an amasla the subchidim nasinala, then we rely on it. But not each shaylach by lamdina seyam. A woman whose husband went lamdina seyam. Uba ein echav amalam meiz baylach, and her husband ein echav came and said your husband died. Then it's katcha muteres lachzul lerishin. Go back to the first husband. We look at benisus k'sani hasam teitzim izem izem. We have a gav danusihi. Not her fault. Besen her ruling us. Besen told her she can get married. The Gemara understands now that the main reason is not the punishment, but the main reason is mishum chashasha leirin ruger reshvisha benasa sheni. They shouldn't say she was married to the second husband. And she's going back to the first husband. That's how the Gemara is understanding now. Why aren't we letting her go back to the first husband? Because people will say the second husband's kedusha was a kedusha. Right. But by Niskatcha, we're not afraid people will say that. Why not? My time, there's no bigger rumor than the fact that she had Kedusha from the second one. We know she had Kedusha from the second one. The Vada Yadi Kulum Shiniskatcha. So why aren't we requiring a get? There's a rumor stronger than a rumor. Reuven left town. She married Shimon. She had Kedushin from Shimon. If she married Shimon, we don't let her go back to Reuven. Why don't we let her go back to Reuven? The Gemara understands now, because people will think Reuven divorced her, Shimon married her, Shimon divorced her, she's going back to Reuven. We can't let that. But by Kedushin, we don't do that. Why not? Same thing. Reuven divorced her, Shimon made Kedushin, she can't go back. Shimon made Kedushin, divorced. Why don't we require a get? And therefore she can't go back to Reuven. Teretz is love. So yes, come welcome amasla. There's room for a mitigating factor. Listen, Mechalei, the Mahadrila Legavra, which goes back to her first husband, Umri, people will say, Vada yesh pesach ledover. There was a mitigating factor. Shal tanai kedusha sheni. Kedusha sheni, he did it out tanai. Shem yavah baila shagir shem dina seyam shem kedusha betelim. He made it tanai that for her first husband, who divorced her, comes back, his kedusha will be batal. meaning Reuven left town, divorced his wife because he didn't want her to remain in Yiguna. The second guy is Mekadesher. If your husband doesn't come back in the next 10 years, I'm Mekadesh you. She loved her first husband. He was afraid he won't make it back. It wasn't there at the time of when he was Mekadesher, so we see as long as there's room for a mitigating factor, even if it develops later on, we accept it. So the Gemara, Shiny Ochad, does the Baal become a member of Mimoilam Lagirshabaila? He's screaming, I never divorced her. Eliza Svurah Shemesh, she thought he died, and it's got Shemesh Kedushin. Frek the Gemara, Yochi, the Limaska, the Tayo Lemon Girushim, and Usher Shady. If we're not afraid that people will say that the second one married her legit, but him saying she's Israelite to Malaget, this is Nami. So if she did Nisuan, it should be the same thing. Why does she need a get from the second one with Taksula Rishon? Her husband's back. Screaming, I never divorced her. People will still say, there is no mitigating factor because there's no tie. And for the Gemara, that's not pshat. The reason over there were machmer is not because people will say he divorced her that. Kansur Rabbanam, the high desharya by Adonai said echad mishmiguna kiluba. The whole reason we relied on it echad was because of miguna. And he guva teidig b'milso should be careful at the ayvim shavim, because people will she'll check people who come back from travel. Did you see my husband? Did you know he's dead? But since then, she'll get married. All rumors that have a basis have to have Bezin stamp that the rumor has a basis. If Bezin doesn't approve of the rumor, we don't take it seriously. Rashi? Bezin did not check that this is stam an echo without a basis. They have to check the basis of the koil. Trace it back. Once they trace the koil, they don't know it's true, but it has a basis. When Bezin says, this is a rumor with a basis, then we're chayshish. Bezin has to put their approval on it. A rumor without Bezin is not a rumor with a basis. The Amar of Ashi. Kokalu de Bezin is suing like Hashinale. Okay? What happened is, a rumor went out that, let's say, Rashi gives the following example. She married somebody, and a rumor went out that before she married Shimon, she had married Reuven the same day. Do we break up the marriage to Shimon? Now, we didn't hear about this rumor till after the marriage to Shimon. She married Shimon. 2 hours later, everybody says, huh, she married Shimon? This morning, there were Neiris and Mita Mutsas, and she married Reuven. But she married Shimon. We know she married Shimon. We have Adam that she married Shimon. There's a rumor with basis that she married Reuven. Do we break up Shimon's marriage? We heard about it after Shimon's marriage. Had we heard about it before she married Shimon, we would have said, no. But she married Shimon already. The Tavashi, we don't break up marriages based on a rumor that we hear about after she's married. Kokala the bus in Isuan, like Hashinoi. Zok the Gemara had the bus to Eris and Chashinale. If she only had Eris into Shimon, then we say, Shimon, you got to divorce her. We won't break up a marriage that has been consummated based on a rumor. But a Kedushin, and after the Kedushin to Shimon, the rumor went out that that morning she married Reuven, we break up Shimon's marriage. We make him divorce her. That's what Rav Ashi said. Rav Chaviva Amar, I feel the buster Eris and Namila Kashinolor. Even the ones after Eris, we're not afraid of. Because she's married. Lamaisa, she married Shimon. She didn't consummate it yet, but it's already marriage. The Hilchasa, like Kashinolor, we pass like Chaviva, that after Eris, we will not break up a marriage due to a rumor that we find out now that something had happened before.
I thought Rabbi always said this thing that a lady won't marry two people.
Right. That's why I told you. Right. Exactly. But it's a rumor with a basis. We have to take rumors with basis seriously. People are going to be talking. See, again, what me and you are disagreeing about, by the way, there are Rishonim and learning like you, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but the way me and you are disagreeing about is a rumor with a basis, does that create facts in the ground, or does that create a wagging tongue? You're taking a rumor with a basis very seriously. To you, a rumor with a basis is true. Or almost definitely true. Enough a suffix true that we take it very seriously. You would break up a marriage based on a rumor that's suffix true. Aces Kayan, a rumor went out she got divorced from her husband. You won't let her sleep with her husband. Might be true. It's a suffix to write some.
That's the point I'm stressing.
That's why I'm telling you that we don't accept any rumors as suffix true. It's enough that people are talking. We don't want people to talk.
Why
don't we want people to talk? Learn Shmir Salat and you'll find out why we don't want people to talk. We don't want people saying that a woman ages ish. She's living as an ages ish. That's why. But we're not going to break up a marriage based on the fear that people will talk. It's a shiko. What do you do?
The camp wasn't said, was Karo low.
So you had no mitigating factor, nothing. A rumor went out with a basis.
Maybe it was closer to her. Where do you draw the line?
Again, Adarabba, that's exactly the proof to me that it's not a real suffix. That's a sex fake in your case. We don't even know if the rumor's true. There might never have been a get. Nobody ate him or saying they saw the get. There's a rumor. Reuben said he heard it from Shimon, heard it from Levi, heard it from Yisachar Zvulun. And Yisachar Zvulun are out of town. They saw the get. We don't know if a get ever happened. And even that rumor said we're not even sure if it was a get. So there we don't have to be afraid of wagging tongues, because anybody that sees her getting married will say, oh, they checked it out, and they saw that it wasn't true. Because the rumor came with a mitigating factor.
What does it mean that Ben is going to check it out? What does that mean?
They traced it back. Where did this rumor start? Who told you that she got divorced?
Well, what does it matter?
Because if we have, at the end of the day, that we have nobody that saw it, so we just say, forget about
They're
this
a minute.
That's called the rumor with a basis. Therefore, we tell her, don't marry a Kayan. If you marry a Kayan, we're going to have to break up the marriage, because the whole place will be talking about you, and we can't have people talking about you. That's because you're not married yet. So we can warn you, don't marry a Kayan. See, you're taking rumors very seriously. You're saying it's a real suffix, it's a deraisa, which would be machmer, which would break up a marriage. It might be living in sin. The Gemara views rumors as a laz. We don't like to have tongues wagging that people are doing isser. We don't like it, but we don't break up marriages based on that. We're not willing to break up a marriage based on that. That's what I'm saying. There's been a basic disagreement between us. I mean, it's not me. I'm reading the Gemara the way Rashi learns it. But you seem to take rumors very seriously. A rumor with a basis is almost fact. If that's true, we should break up a marriage. That's the Kasal Kedaita. Rashi, the bus in the suin, this is Hayyim, second white line. She got married today. That she got, she was married to somebody else. We don't make her get a get from the first one, and not from the second one. You're giving it credence. She married the second guy. if the first kedusha was true, that means she was Madonna. That means she can't stay married not to the first one, not to the second one. The Basa Erison, Chashina and Megarish Rishim and Isa Shani. We do make her get, yet a get from the first one. But Chashina Lay, Vaina Chicha Menu get. Why? Shlitis Gan Alza. It's not becoming, it's not nice. A guy marries a woman and then we require to have a get from somebody else. Hello? I married this woman, I didn't marry an Ashish. You're making it sound like I married an Ashish. We don't do that based on a rumor. Zuck the Heilige Gemara Weiter. Amar of Yirmiyah Baraba. Sohulei, they sent Mibay Rav Lishmul. From Rav's yeshiva, they sent the following Shaila to Shmul. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Teach us. This is after Rav was Nifter. Shmul lived, I think, 7 years after Rav. And they sent this child from Rav's yeshiva to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Yotza Lea Koyel Merishan. A Koyel went out that she married Reuven. Right, Kedusha. She had Kedusha from Reuven. Ubo Acha Bekitcha Kedusha Taira. Then Shimon comes and does Kedusha. In front of Adam, we know he did Kedusha. There's a rumor that she had married Reuven. Lemaitza, we know she accepted Kedusha from Shimon. Mahu, what do we do? Shaluchlu, Teitze, at this point, don't let her live with Shimon, because the rumor was there before he married her, and the rumor had basis. Vamido Davar Aburye, but then go investigate if the rumor is true. Try to find out whether it's a true rumor or not. But he ain't in me. Now, question is, what are we going to find out? What are we going to find out? There was a rumor that she married Reuven. The rumor had a basis. Then she went ahead and married Shimon. Everybody agrees we break up the marriage to Shimon. He had no right to marry her. There was a rumor that she married Reuven. This is a coil before Nisuan. She did Kedushin to Shimon. Okay. So we break it up. Now, Shmuel says, what? We break up the marriage. Second marriage. Now, Shmuel said, investigate and find out if the rumor is true. And if you find out the rumor is not true, what do you do? Shmuel holds on to Vitlin and Kala. Shmuel is an Ardah. Shmuel says that once a rumor has a basis, even if we find out it's not true, we don't take it back. No, it's not. It's not a mitigating factor thing, it was a lie. So what is Shmuel investigating? It's not going to make a difference. If you hold Mavaklin and Kala, I can hear. Separate them, find out if it's true, and if it's not true, you'll announce it's not true. But if you hold Mavaklin and Kala, so what are you going to gain by finding out? There was a rumor with a basis, it was established, she went and married. No, you can't do that. You have to get from the other guy. You didn't get it. We can break up the marriage. Finished. Over. Done with. Frank the Gemara. My v'amido davar aburiyai. But you, my Eli b'di megalia most of the kedusha the kama loy kedusha mal yinidu mevatlin and kala. If you find that it's not true, we've been mevatl to it. But I don't ask you the shmuli. But loy mevatlin and kala. Zok the Gemara. Ella the other way. The e megalia most of the kedusha kama kedusha mal yinidu. If you find that definitely was true. Let's see if we can get Mishaydi. We don't need a get from the second one. We're requiring the second one to divorce her. That's because we're not sure she married the first one. Look, Shmuel, separate them. Find out if the rumor is true that she married Reuven. You don't even need a get from Shimon. Because we know it's true. And now at this point, we don't know it's true. It's a rumor with a basis. The rumor with a basis has to be taken seriously. We can't let her marry Shimon. If she marries Shimon, we break it up. Now, you can break it up and get a get. Or you can break it up and say, let's investigate this. And if we find out that the rumor was definitely true, so then we don't even need a get from Shimon. She's not marrying Shimon. That's gone. Because the rumor had a basis, and Shmuel holds blame of a clean and color. We will continue with Shimon tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Okay.